This week's edition of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you can get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you could take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer not available in all areas. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you to talk about all the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 14th, 2019 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back to talk with the News AF team, and we are here to talk to a man I'm very excited to see here, although we can't see Danny this morning. Please welcome in Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Doing great. I had some weird illness take me yesterday, but I'm back to nearly 100.
What do you mean, you know, weird illness take you?
Well, my kids haven't been sleeping well, and as a result, I haven't been sleeping well. Oh. And yesterday, I had like this raging headache all day long, and I was like, I'm probably having a stroke. I don't know, or an aneurysm or something. I never felt that before. Yeah. Just all, it was fine if I was standing upright, but if I bent down at all, it was just like
Could
so much
Viagra
pressure in
OD.
My face. You think so?
Could be. I'm just throwing that out there.
How many Viagras is too many?
Yeah.
Just take six every morning with my breakfast.
Too many. You got to slowly back off of that.
Yeah, you guys just
wean myself off.
Two at breakfast, two at lunch. Two.
Okay.
Taking too many at once.
Okay.
All right. It's just easier to do that so I don't have to go throughout the day taking them, you know?
All right. And here with us as well, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Okay. So I have this shirt that none of you can see.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to ask, what are you wearing?
Yeah, that's a question Tyson asks every morning.
Yeah,
hey, Danny, what are you wearing? So anyway, my brother, my little brother, Zach, gave me a sweet shirt. It says, Visit Kroll, Home
yes.
of the Glaive.
Is and it, then it has spelled a, correctly?
Yes, I think so.
Like it's an official Kroll shirt.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Is Kroll merch?
I guess. Maybe our podcast is bringing back the Kroll merch, but... Yeah.
All the actors in Kroll are just receiving like all these checks that they haven't seen in 25, 30 years. And they're like, where are these coming from and why?
So I don't know if my brother listens to the podcast or if we're just incredibly in sync.
Yeah.
I
know you're in sync, but he might also listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So he got me this awesome shirt.
Which brother
really
is
well.
This? Because he'll probably want a shout out.
Oh, I did. It's Zach. Shout out to Zach.
Oh, Zach. Whoop, whoop. Zach, what's up? Now, Noah's got some work ahead of him if he wants to, you know, get mentioned on the podcast again.
You just okay. mentioned him. So
I know.
Well, Danny, hope that we can see you again soon. Audio only today, if anybody...
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah, you
what's
know the problem is, so when I went to California, I took my wife's computer, and she had mine, my laptop.
Mm,
and
I can see where this is
going.
Yes,
she treats... Wow. She treats laptops and computers...
She went through your search history?
No, she treats computers as if they were the toughest things ever.
Yeah,
and Apple computers
them.
Are very fragile. It's a delicate environment within the computer itself. Mm-hmm. So she'll eat over a laptop. I can't even tell you, there's probably more crumbs right now, probably ants crawling inside and under my
no.
keyboard.
Are ants good for laptops?
Well, obviously not. Something's happened. She's disabled something. I brought back her laptop working probably better than it was before I took it. And somehow she has hamstrung mine with an action she can't recall.
Yeah. I left my laptop out once.
Oh, big
and
mistake.
Then I... lifted it up and it was like it's all creaky now, like the hinge and stuff.
Mm.
And there's a huge ding on yep. one corner, and
yes.
I was like, Rachel, did somebody drop my computer? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Okay, well, she admitted to it.
Yeah, that's nice of her. Well, the other problem is that my wife lets the kids use the computer to watch shows, right? And that's just, they eat Otter Pops. Otter Pops
are so good.
So,
yeah, but can you really fault them for that? Otter Pops are so good.
They are delicious. But now it's just they're consuming more Otter Pop than any other food.
Here's my problem with the new Otter Pops. They don't have the coloring in them, you know?
Goodness. What's new about Otter Pops?
They don't have the food coloring in them, so it looks like you're just eating like a tube of frozen breast milk.
Or a bag of hydrated urine.
Yeah.
So you're saying they've removed like the yellow number 6 and red number 5?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
So they're all the same yellowish breast milky color.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing though.
Health-wise, it's a good thing.
Not health-wise. I don't care about that. I just think about all the stains everywhere.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Because kids will, you know how, no matter how hard you try, you can't get all the liquid out of an Otter Pop.
Yeah.
You're like sucking, the bag is crinkling up, but there's always
blowing it up with your mouth and tipping it back. Kids, yeah, there's all these techniques.
Kids consume what they think is all of the Otter Pop and then they throw it on the ground, but then somehow through science, it all loosens up. Yeah. And it spills. It always spills. And so I'm glad they got rid of the dye.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to check out the new Otter Pops and see what's going on there.
And this is not a paid advertisement by any stretch.
They should.
They follow me on Twitter because I talked about them once.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's get into, we got a lot of stories to talk about. And our top story at this hour, the leg washing debate of 2019 is here, and it all started innocently enough when a man named Connor Arpwell posted to Twitter, "Do you wash your legs when you take a shower, Danny?"
I saw that. I've read this article, and it seemed like a no-brainer to me. Of course you wash your legs.
Yeah, me too. Yes, of course you wash your legs.
Yeah, that's part of washing your body. Your legs are part of the body. And so you wash your body. The other debate I think that would be a good one is, do you wash your feet with soap? That to me isn't as obvious and it requires a little extra work, but this whole debate and the thing that made it newsworthy.
That's not a debate either. Your feet are one of the stinkiest, grossest parts of your body.
What I'm saying is and this survey proves it, a lot of people came out and said they didn't wash their legs, which was shocking.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is it would be even more shocking to find out how many people actually wash their feet.
Dude, I never even when my back was hurting so bad, I couldn't even bend over or do anything. I figured out a way to wash my legs. Yeah. Even yesterday, I figured out a way to wash my legs and feet. And it's because it's not even a question. It's like if I were standing in there in a shower and not washing and got out, I would feel so gross about like drying off with a towel and everything. These people are disgusting.
Well, if you think about it, your pants are skin flake pube funnels.
Yeah,
and what they're doing is, as everything comes off, poo particles, maybe lots a little urine particles here and there, it's all being funneled down your legs to your socks.
Your sock holes.
Yeah, so you've got everything in your pant legs is receiving everything from up top. It's just a disgusting, you got poop tubes on each leg.
I stand with the leg washers. I want to be
upfront
about this. But
I thought you were going to come back at this and be like, I've never washed my legs. And I was going to be like, mind blown.
Well, I'd like to hear from someone who doesn't. Maybe do you have any tweets?
Yeah. So let me tell you the points of this debate where so the Twitter users defending not leg washing says, my legs have been safe inside my pants the whole day. What's the problem?
I just destroyed that argument. So let's move on.
Additionally, some people say the water and soap from the top part of your body and genitals will flow down your legs anyway. Danny, what do you say to that?
That is a slightly stronger.
Gravity is washing your legs.
That is a slightly stronger argument than my legs don't get dirty because they're encased in my pants. But still, you got to do a little bit of scrubbing.
Yeah, you for sure do.
Because you've got cells that are dangling.
It's like, what if would you let me just wash a plate you're about to eat on by just like squeezing soapy sponge water
Good
on
point,
it and
Tyson.
Then being like, here you go.
To begin with, did somebody just
nachos
on it? Or was
nachos?
It like, nachos? Okay, that's not
it was
work.
Nachos and then chocolate cream
yeah
pie.
And nachos are a good comparison because not only do you sweat and mm-hmm. you have skin cells, but you also have oils coming out of your leg as well.
Yeah.
Well, that was these guys' argument, too, is like it destroys the natural oils. But it's like you have natural oils all over your body. Why is it the leg ones that you're so concerned with? It sounds like laziness to me.
Mm-hmm. Another argument was, what are you doing to make your legs so dirty every day? What if you didn't even exercise or do anything, Danny?
I got to do a quick
one. You still
got to
get a once over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are just lazy, uncouth representations of the human race.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Uncouth? You wouldn't say they're uncouth?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that... I might find it disgusting, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all have different standards. I'll eat from a hot soup bar. Other smarter people mm-hmm. won't.
Nobody does.
So it's like...
poll would be like... 2% of people eat from hops. So you're like in the top 98% of Taiwan.
Well, what I'm saying is if you're not smelling bad, if you're not offensive to the people around you, mm-hmm. then don't wash your legs, right? I might find it disgusting. Don't tell me that you don't. But otherwise, how could I ever know you didn't wash your legs? That's what I like. I don't want to, if I don't realize that you haven't been washing your legs, that means that that's fine, is what I'm trying to say.
So... one poster on Twitter.com, her name is at KJXOXO, Kelly for Days, cited an article from Women's Health Magazine, womenshealthmag.com. Do you really need to wash your legs? Was the article from 2017. And a doctor, Joshua Zeichner, says, unless your legs are visibly soiled, you don't actually need to wash them directly with a cleanser. The cleanser that drips down your body is enough to remove most of the dirt and sweat that accumulates during the day, Danny.
Visibly soiled is a pretty low bar. Yeah. There's a lot of places on my body that aren't visibly soiled that still need washing.
Okay.
Like the armpits and around the scrotal
exactly.
area.
Yeah.
For days is standing by this doctor's opinion.
Yeah, well, I can find a doctor or a scientist to support any opinion I have, because that's how easy it is to find someone who shares your opinion. I mean, he's probably sponsored by Big Legs.
Yeah.
I was trying to think.
Natural
oils. Who would gain most?
So
who would gain most? Because this is really crazy.
830,000 people voted, Tyson. What do you think, guess, was the number of people who responded yes, they wash their legs when they take a shower?
Over half.
But not by much.
I think probably about 600,000. Nope, less than that. Maybe like 450,000.
Well, give me a percentage. Don't make me do math in real time.
Close, like 55 to 60%.
55 to 60. Danny, you over or under?
I was under, but now I've heard some information that made me change my mind. I'm going to say, what'd you say, Tyson, 56%?
55 to 60%.
I'll go 65%.
Okay. 80% of people who responded on Twitter said they do, but there's probably people that don't, but just said they did on the poll.
Wait, 80% of people wash their legs?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
20% do not.
In the article I read about it, they made it sound, of course, and they made it sound this way because it makes the article more interesting, but they made it sound like there were a lot of people out there. I would have expected...
Two out of ten.
One out of five people are not washing their legs in the shower.
Look to the left of you, Danny. Now look to the right. There is a 20% chance that one or both of those people.
Okay, so my family has five people in it, and I can guarantee you that three of those people are not washing their legs.
But what about of your siblings? So you got 11, there's 11 of you total.
I could imagine one brother who probably doesn't wash his legs, so that's one out of 11.
You got to find one more, one and a half more.
I could probably. I'll ask next Sunday dinner when the whole family's there.
Nate probably doesn't wash his legs.
Actually, maybe. You're naming names, Tyson.
I sure am. Craig, do you think Craig washes his legs?
Sure he does.
Craig is Danny's dad.
I'm not going to comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably washes legs.
Okay, let's talk about this story that involves a famed basketball player and reality TV contestant. Dennis Rodman has been implicated in a real caper here where a 400-pound crystal was stolen. Danny, do you believe this about the good Dennis Rodman?
Oh, you mean the close personal friend of Kim Jong? Would he steal a 400-pound crystal?
How do those two communicate, do you think?
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp?
No, that's not a secure network.
Well,
400-pound... what are the properties of this crystal? That's what I was curious about. Like, you're stealing this. Is it sending out positive vibes? Because don't each crystal has a different kind of power? I was kind of curious what the power of this crystal was to draw Rodman to it.
Okay. So, the crystal was in a Southern California yoga studio. They're accusing Dennis Rodman of attempting to steal it. And the owner of the studio says that cameras captured Dennis Rodman walking into Vibes Hot Yoga in Newport Beach with accomplices, and they were working to distract the employees so they could steal clothes and that 400-pound crystal from the front desk.
Now, I read, and the article I read is different than the one here, is that when they tried to wheel out the crystal, they dropped it and it shattered.
Oh.
So I can't even imagine what kind of bad omen that is. If you shatter
a power crystal.
A power crystal, yeah, into so many small pieces. And then they return the next day and
Shard. The shards.
That's from The Dark Crystal.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at this article on Deadspin also, and they have the video surveillance camera, and you can see. Let me see if I can if we have any audio on this. No, it's just a surveillance camera, and boy, what this are they going to make a movie about this, Tyson?
I doubt it. I mean, what Simon Says too.
Yeah,
NBA Hall of he's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Probably.
I think so.
Probably.
How the mighty have fallen. Although if you were to say which NBA person you could imagine doing this before this had happened, he would
say Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Well, which one of them is trying to cover gambling debts, but Dennis Rodman is definitely at the top of that list.
Yeah. So, yeah, one of the guys is carrying the 400. I guess, if it's
that can't be 400 pounds.
That guy can't be carrying 400 pounds. But he's carrying that heavy crystal and then drops it, and then it does shatter on the ground.
That guy's he's probably dead right now. I can't even imagine how bad
bad luck. Yeah.
Is it possible that Dennis Rodman misunderstood what this was and believed that this was a 400 pounds of crystal meth?
I thought that when I first saw the headline, Dennis Rodman steals 400 pounds of crystal. I just assumed it was short for crystal meth. But
I didn't. That's weird you guys went there. I assumed it was a powerful crystal with maybe possible healing powers.
Laser light show built into it.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman is saying that he had nothing to do with that. They did not steal anything and says that they were going to they were helping them move stuff.
Ah, well, case closed. Let us move on.
Yes. He would never lie to us. Moving the crystal, and they tried to help.
Yeah. Of course they did.
Mm-hmm. The yoga studio is suing for, they want $5,000 in damages.
I'm surprised a 400-pound crystal doesn't cost more than that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
For the crystal, and then there was damage to the floor.
Yeah, that's well, now they've split up the crystal. Now they can sell it in smaller, you know, pieces.
Oh, yeah. They subdevelop
the crystal.
Yeah.
This is a story I'm not sure if anybody on the panel can relate to. A new study reveals that the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years, according to research.
Danny, sounds for right. Sure.
Yeah. Does that ring true, Danny?
Yeah. No, I've made a friend within 5 years. One.
Christoph.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit, dude. You know it. He demands that people call him Christoph, not yeah, a friend.
Not Chris.
You're upset you with him? That.
Yeah.
Are you just Christoph? I call him Christoph. But yeah, I could see that. One every 5 years. That sounds about right, though.
One on average. On average, one every 5 years. I think it's different if you move and stuff, because I moved. I've made a lot of new friends.
Mm.
And well, I've gotten and into new hobbies.
You're a very friendly person, too, Tyson.
And I'm a friendly person. So it's like, of course, I'm going to make new friends.
Yeah. So you say moving is good for making friends.
I think so.
Hmm.
Have you made any friends where you live?
I have, but they're really just like people that are married to my wife's friends.
Yeah, so not friends.
I mean, I have not made any new friends, outside of the podcasting world in some time.
Oh, Rob's a friend. There we go. That's two in 5 years.
In the last 5 years.
You make a lot of friends podcasting. You make a lot of enemies podcasting. But you make friends, too.
Who are your greatest enemies?
Oh, in podcasting or in real life?
Yeah, in podcasting, and then we'll do real life after.
Survivors that are angry at me for things I've said on the podcast. Names. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this also says that most people, when asked, said that they peaked at 23 friend-wise.
Oh. Yeah.
So your popularity hits its peak at 23.
Or just in general?
No. Well, I mean,
so you have the maximum amount of friends at 23.
Yeah. So popularity hits its peak at age 23. And for 36% of those who responded, it peaks even before age 21. So this is the high schoolers.
Yeah.
I saw a funny meme that said, I joined a group that's for, people who peaked in high school. Mm-hmm. It's called CrossFit.
Yeah.
And so I think the people that are answering this question at like 21 or something are those mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
I think I peaked later than 23 even.
In friends? Are you peaking right now? Though?
In friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it your headache peak related? It's from peaking so hard that you get a
I was
day
just in
headache.
Constant peak.
Yeah.
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 So
for sure.
In the study, they surveyed 2,000 Americans and found that 45% of adults were struggling to make new friends. 42% of them were blaming their struggles on shyness and introverted, and 81% said that lasting friendships are hard to find.
Lasting friendships are hard to find. You find a lot of passing friendships.
Yes. Has this been created yet, a Tinder app for friends?
Isn't that what Facebook was supposed to be?
Yeah, but you're not finding random friends in your area.
Yeah, that's Craigslist. Work. That's the for Craigslist, non-platonic.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Is that they have that? But what about like a swiping of like, oh, here's some people that are nearby. And then, okay, I'd be friends with that guy. Be friends
that doesn't
that guy.
Work.
That's weird.
No.
Weirdo. No, I'm not into
it's
that.
It's got to be a list of hobbies.
Yeah, exactly.
So you list
that's
all
exactly
your interests.
And there's no
and
picture?
There's no picture.
What if somebody with an unsymmetrical face wanted to be friends with me?
Would you not allow that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'd be less likely. But you're saying that.
Well, what if their number one podcast? What if their number one hobbies are podcasting and wearing plaid shirts?
It sounds like competition.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so you'd
true.
Meet them up
so
with them
like
and then dispose
sort
of
like
them.
A masked singer of like.
Yeah, but then I think then maybe you can see a picture of them before you meet them in person.
Okay.
But. It has
what,
to be.
What if it was somebody that was too attractive, and then I would be threatened that if they were around my family all the time?
No, you might be, but you might also be drawn into their charismatic, attractive tractor beams.
Yeah,
but isn't there a part of you that would be relieved if that happened?
What happened
if George Clooney just came in and was like, I'll take care of everything, Rob, and you'll still get, I'll just pay you too. And you're like, thank you, George.
I'm going to get paid off.
Yeah. You're going to get paid off and then you can use his house in Lake Como.
In that scenario.
I think you get it.
The only friends you're going to, at least for me, hobby friends are the only friends you make as adults. I think because you're not going to, I don't hang out with people. I don't go like go someplace to just hang out with
bar hopping.
Oh, so you're saying just find a new activity and then you'll meet people and be your friends for that activity. Yeah. But they're not your
friends. Right. So Christoph is like a activity friend for Danny, but Danny in person would never.
Right. Like if you made new friends with CrossFit, you'd have friends, but then if you stopped doing CrossFit, then you'd
For a lot of people, like for the record, Danny doesn't really like Christoph that much, but he does go skiing with him.
So for the record, no, that's not true. And what I was going to say is that a hobby friend can become a real friend, but you got the foundation is going to be built, is going to be the hobby.
Built on the hobby.
And then maybe they'll invite you to go do something, and then you can turn down all those invitations and then eventually return to just a hobby friendship.
So the hobby is the rock.
The hobby is the rock. That's the rock that you build your friendship on.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it's like, what do you do? What are you going to build it on?
Mm. It's true. Yeah. So, so Rob, if you like, if you came out here and joined pickleball league with us, then you'd have some pickleball friends.
I guess so.
Yeah. We went to dinner with some pickleball friends a little while
ago.
How
was that?
It was great.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that pickleball friends are some of the strongest friends you'll ever make.
You'll ever meet. And pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the country. So you're bound to make friends.
Yep. Mm.
And after a couple of days of playing pickleball, you won't be the newest guy there either.
Okay. There's always new people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More friends, not
more
new
friends.
People. New friends joining
new friends.
All the time.
Yeah.
New friends.
It's almost too many.
Yeah. Let's go to another story here. And here's a an enterprising young student who ended up getting into some hot water. That it comes to us from South Africa, where a 27-year-old was visiting local KFC restaurants and was coming in dressed very well and said that he was the boss and needed to get free food. He would come out of a limousine.
Smart.
And then
all bosses drive limousines.
walk around the kitchen with a clipboard and said that he should get free food.
He should. I mean, the ball's on this guy.
Like also, the amount of money you need to either rent or buy a limo and then a nice suit.
Seems to have easy access to the limo.
Yeah, I love it.
It's probably his dad's limo.
Yeah, probably. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, authorities did not think it was funny.
They didn't think it was funny at all.
That he is now arrested.
For what?
Well, he did steal a lot of criminal trespassing.
Yes,
and probably a handful of other things.
Yep. Impersonating a boss.
Yeah. Employees of the KFC restaurant said when he arrived, we all tried to act our best so we don't piss off the man from the head office. He was convincing because he was so confident, and even colleagues from other KFCs knew him.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
He did it long enough that other KFCs were like, oh, yeah, he's for sure the boss guy. He was here yesterday. We gave him a free lunch.
He also had an ID card that said head office and pretended to be quality tasting the meals.
Sounds about like my old YouTube channel where we would say we were from a public access television station. We made up credentials and everything.
This is the scam Dennis Rodman should have pulled.
Yeah.
Like crystal inspector.
Yeah, I'm the crystal inspector.
I'm here to inspect this crystal.
I'll have it back to you within 24 to 48 hours.
I have to take it back to my crystal lab.
Is that what those guys on the beach are going for when they wear those like FBI, like federal bikini inspector shirts? They hope
those guys are just
that somebody buys that.
I think that there's a small part of them that's just like, they know nobody's buying it, but maybe somebody will be like, that is so funny. You can inspect my bikini.
Yeah.
And they're like, I can't believe it worked.
Oh, you guys said bikini inspector, but that's not the shirt I remember seeing.
What shirt did you see?
Federal booty or federal booby? I've never seen bikini. I mean, I don't own
the
bikini shirt.
That's the classier version, Danny.
Yeah, that is the classier version.
And that's FBI.
By the way, that's impersonating a federal officer. That sounds like a serious crime.
You should get investigated by him and then call the police and be like, that guy told me that he was in charge of inspecting boobies.
Just tell him, I'm just trying to make new friends.
Yeah.
So hard.
It's too hard.
Well, then maybe that federal bikini inspector shirt was the inspiration for a Florida high school student.
Go on.
We've moved to Florida now.
Yeah. We're into Florida. A Florida high school student hacked into his high school computer system to send out an email which called for a mandatory penis inspection of all faculty, staff, and students.
Very funny.
Okay, so you change it to bikini, but you go full on with the peen reference. I would prefer.
Well, this was an email that got sent to the whole school, Danny.
Yeah, the whole school. So, Danny, let's say you're like in junior. Is it high school? Is it high school or junior high?
High school.
High school.
High school. So, Danny, you're in high school, senior year. You get this email that's just like, you will not be able to return to class until you get your penis inspected.
Hey, isn't that what happens every time after
I go to gym?
Take a shower?
Everybody's gulping in views of my dong.
Yeah.
Sounds like
a lot of those guys probably don't even wash their legs.
So you're saying that the email had it been for a mandatory leg inspection, that would have been above board that we found out that 20% of people are not washing their legs, Tyson.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So,
and if they're not washing their legs, are they also not washing their feet?
Here's the best part. In the email, he referenced Florida Penal Health Code 69.
Yes. This dude is a hero. This is one of those guys that definitely has peaked in high school and
No new friends will be made after 21.
Too much, this kid.
Yeah, probably peaked too much. Although he is a hacker. So now I don't know where he stands on the spectrum of coolness.
Yeah
he'll probably date an Angelina Jolie lookalike. Spend a lot of time staring at a screen with green text.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he won't make very many new friends because that's the life of a hacker.
This took place at LaBelle Senior High School, named for the famous survivor, Brett LaBelle.
Brett LaBelle.
Yes.
Cool.
And they are very unhappy about this. Parents have been apologized to for the prank. Some people thought it was funny, but it's got people asking questions of what are we doing for security if a high school student was able to hack our system?
Well, he probably just typed in password 123 and got right in.
The password was Florida Penal Code 69.
It was username was username and password was password.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or admin password.
Admin password.
Yeah.
There we go. That's all it was.
Okay. So just to be clear, the mandatory penis inspection was not
real.
Not real.
So far, we've had three stories about enterprising individuals. You know, people just trying to work in the gray area of business and life. Dennis Rodman.
But what does this man have to gain from a penal inspection?
Well, is he the inspector?
He was going to come in as the inspector.
He has a huge old donger, and he's just like, I want everyone to know.
Flash it.
Well, maybe he was curious.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wanted to know. Maybe he had reason for suspicion for why the members needed to be inspected.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe he was going to blackmail everybody.
Probably. Mm.
So we don't know what stage two of this caper was going to be. Let's see.
I think he was just surprised he got in. He typed in admin and then password.
He didn't know what to do. He didn't have a second move.
He got in and being a high schooler, he went straight to wieners.
Right.
And he's like, okay, this is going to be a phallus related.
Mandatory penis inspection.
That sounds like the most likely scenario.
He didn't think he was going to get in. He didn't have. It's like the dog that chases the car. What happens when he catches it?
Who knows?
Who knows? I'm in. Now what?
Let's stay in Florida for this story, also, which involves more genital related news. A Florida man, maybe this young man's dad, this Florida man was arrested for playing naked basketball.
Whoa, look at that picture.
Yeah, that's just like regular basketball, but naked.
Yeah, here's a problem. I already don't want to defend a sweaty person with a, you know, like a basketball jersey on. Could you imagine trying to defend a naked man?
Yeah.
It's just he's going to get to the basket and score every single time.
Is that what he's working on where then he's in a game eventually and then strips naked? It's shirts versus skins.
Yeah, then he's making every basket. He's getting to the rim every drive.
Yeah, nobody wants to defend him. So maybe he needs to practice.
I would not defend a naked man. I would just, no. Go ahead, win the game.
Okay, now he was playing at night, and this happened at Candyland Park, Tyson.
Okay, oh, boy. Candyland Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
He was working on his basketball skills. He does not appear to be under the influence of Flocka.
Yeah. I mean, really, he's not under the influence of something. He's got to be under the influence of something.
He didn't bite anybody. He wasn't like, you know, doing anything, you know, else crazy except for playing basketball naked.
That's pretty crazy, though. At night, a guy alone on a basketball court playing naked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's been charged with indecent exposure of sexual organs and was taken to the John E. Polk Correctional Facility.
Well, he got the email about the mandatory penal inspection, and he was just offering free inspections to anybody who was nearby.
Yes, he was waiting for the inspection, and then he got bored and started playing basketball.
Exactly. By the way, the picture of him not flattering. Can only imagine that when you came upon him naked, you just wanted to arrest him.
Mm.
Like, just throw him in jail for a long time.
To be this guy's friend, Danny?
No, this is not someone I want to make a new friend of.
What if, though, he happened to share your same interests?
Yeah.
Basketball?
No, that's not a shared interest right there. Not a shared interest at all.
Okay. All right. Let's go to another story at this hour. Some sad news to report that the oldest man in the world has died.
Oh,
that's pretty sad.
Yeah. He was a Russian gentleman, 123 years old. He was a shepherd. And Tyson, he subscribed to a theory that you held as well. That he says that the secret to longevity was 11 hours of sleep per night.
Exactly.
By the way, these oldest person alive stories, where's the birth certificate? This guy grew up probably
anecdotal.
I think it's rural Russian, doesn't have a birth certificate, probably doesn't even know when his birthday is, doesn't know how old he is. Is he, or he got so old he forgot how old he is. Everybody who knew him died. So he's still old, but there's no one that can verify his age. 1, 2, 3 is too convenient an age.
Yeah.
It's like, how old are you? 1, 2, 3. 123. So I don't know. I have a hard time with some of these stories.
Well, let me Google it.
What are you going to Google? Are you going to Google for Apazliev's birth certificate?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right, well, Tyson is Googling that. I want to talk about another story. It's hot at this hour.
Okay, wait. The oldest verified man.
There we go.
Is a Japanese man who lived.
How old is he?
Oh, he's 116 years old and 54 days as of May 14th.
That sounds legit. And it's verified? Right?
It says verified, and it's on Wikipedia, so we know that's true.
Yep. Okay. I can support that.
Okay.
It also says that in this article, by the way. I don't know why. See? It says the oldest man to have ever lived was... See, they don't even believe it, because they're citing that guy in Japan and saying he died at 116 and claiming he was the oldest man to live, while at the same time telling us about a guy who claims to be 123. So nobody believes this guy is 123.
Yeah, he's a liar.
All right. Well, he claimed to be the oldest.
So no, I'm not. Still going to try and get 11 hours of sleep a night just in case he's right.
Yes.
So now I have to drink Dr. Pepper because there's one of the oldest ladies. She drank Dr. Pepper every day.
Be a shepherd and move to Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Japan. You can live in Japan or Russia.
Yeah. One of those.
Okay.
Okay. This is a hot story at this hour. Some breaking news that we are covering here.
Dun 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 dun.
And whoa. Some breaking news, Tyson. I know you're planning a Game of Thrones binge later on this summer. So this is a Game of Thrones related story, but we're not.
Don't spoil anything for me. I'm going to start from day one. I think I can watch the whole series in a whole day.
The final season. People have been not
poo-pooing
happy with
it.
With the writing this season. So some people over on the Game of Thrones Reddit channel, Reddit/FreeFolk have taken to Google to Google bomb the showrunners, Benioff and Weiss. And now if you Google the phrase bad writers, then now their picture comes up.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
That's a tough competition for the worst writers out there.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes. It's known as Google bombing, where a Reddit post is given a thumbs up by enough members that it shows up at the top of the Google results.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did it work, Tyson? Did you test it?
No. Yeah, I did test it, but now all that comes up is articles on this, what we're talking about.
Mm. Oh.
They've been victims of their own success.
Own success.
Yeah, top stories. Game of Thrones now creators now show up as bad writers on Google.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And then finally, you get to bad writers Reddit thread where...
Right. I'm looking at the image search for bad writers. They are on the third row.
Yeah.
Who's on the first? Who are they going to topple from the top spot?
It's not pictures of anybody. The next humans that are showing up are people like a lot of like Shutterstock photos. Mm. It's probably not great. I see some Walter White and Breaking Bad. I guess there's a lot of like Breaking Bad writers. So
wow,
that they're showing up. They should have called this show something else. Breaking Good.
You know, I've heard a lot of complaints about this season. I haven't watched it yet. And what I kind of understand what these guys say, you're not going to make everybody happy. You're wrapping up a very drawn out TV show, right? That at times has strayed. You're trying to tie in all the loose ends. It's an impossible task. Can't make everybody happy. And a lot of these people complaining couldn't
do
any better.
That's why we said we're never going to end the podcast. Because once we start to wrap up the podcast, people will be very unsatisfied with the ending probably.
Yeah, for sure they will. The top comment on this is pretty funny.
What is it?
So it's a picture of them and it says, bad writers, upvote this post so it's the first result when you Google bad writers. And one person wrote, they poisoned our water supply, burned our crops, and delivered a plague unto our houses. They did? No. But are we just going to wait around until they do?
Can somebody make a Reddit post that says a good podcast with a picture of us and then upvote it?
Well, I don't know if we want to draw the spotlight of Reddit. But one idea was, is this a place where you could make new friends? Could like you people who don't like the writing of Game of Thrones, is that a place where you make friends?
That's a good conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You're like, hey, we hate Game of Thrones. Want to go to Starbucks later in real life? Yeah. I'm just wondering. That wasn't on the list of places to make friends, but it seems like this is a good way. A shared disgust or shared hate is a
Danny,
great way
can
to
you
make
walk
friends.
Us through how you met your new best friend, Chris Stoff? I don't want to shorten his name.
How about the way I met Tyson? And that was a shared interest. We were both enjoying cycling and a friend introduced us, said, hey, this is Tyson. He is great at biking. And actually we raced together that day and Tyson won and he let me sit on his wheel. So I got second place all because of Tyson. And then the next week we met up again.
Yep.
Same thing. This time Tyson was so fast, I couldn't even sit on his wheel.
Whoa.
I still did pretty well, but Tyson got first again. And then one more time, we went and did a race. And after that, Tyson said, would you like to live with me in Switzerland? And I said, sure.
Well, yeah. That's a big next step.
It was.
Yeah. We do big steps in our friendship.
Mm-hmm. That's how well we did.
Yeah.
Now it's baby steps.
All right.
I was a little bit unsure about Tyson when he came to pick me up in a pink Ford. What was it, Tyson?
Aspire.
Aspire. I was like, whoa, who is this guy?
Yeah, and then it was like, a cool
that's
car.
That's exactly what he wanted you to think. You played right.
Yeah, yeah. He was testing me.
Yeah.
And I passed the test
because
he invited me to live in Switzerland.
Was that your test that if the guy doesn't get in the Ford Pink Aspire, then you know that they're not right for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I know does. That's exactly. It's like having a mustache. It filters out people who are adverse to things that don't matter.
The friend filter.
Friend filter. Yeah. Available.
When you're adverse to things that don't matter, you're not going to. It's hard to be a friend of mine.
Okay. All right. We are coming up upon DBH in just a moment. But let me take a moment and thank our sponsor here today on News AF. And those are our friends over at Scentbird. Tyson, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, you smell amazing. What cologne are you wearing?
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to have that feeling as well, you should check out Scentbird, because Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service that allows you to mix up your cologne or perfume routine, because you don't want to get stale out there. A way for you to discover new colognes or perfumes without having to buy an entire bottle. If you're one of the many Americans that's having trouble making friends, then maybe Scentbird could be a solution for you, because Scentbird has more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a cologne or perfume from each month. Try the brands that you want and find out if it's the real deal. How about Gucci, Tom Ford, Kenneth Cole, Burberry, Prada, and more? Choose the cologne you want to try. They'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays. That's enough to apply more than four times daily for the month. And if you're not sure what type of scent you're looking for, sort colognes and perfumes by brand, occasion, season, style, and more. Check out ratings and reviews on each fragrance too, or take Scentbird's True Scent quiz to discover a more personalized recommendation. I got the first lady of podcasting on Scentbird. She got to pick out a bunch of different fragrances to try, and she loved it, and you will too. With this exclusive offer for our listeners, you get 50% off your first month. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. That's less than Danny spends on hot soup in a day. Go to scentbird.com/Rob and use code Rob for 50% off your first month. Again, that's Scentbird, scentbird.com/Rob to try your first cologne or perfume for $7.50. Sign on and smell amazing. Danny, are you ready to take us away to the wonderful place known as Danny's Bolt Hall?
Guide us there.
Yeah, Danny's camera's busted, so I don't know if the song's going to work.
Okay, the song might not work without the camera.
It'll work. Hit the space bar or whatever.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Oh.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Rejoice, Tyson. Let your heart be filled with joy.
I always do.
Well, now it's going to be overflowing.
Why?
With happiness. Because nunchucks or owning nunchucks is no longer a crime in Arizona.
Oh, my God. Searching Amazon now.
How many nunchucks are you going to get? Get some ivory-handled ones, some with some dragons, maybe one or two with gold chains. I mean, just honestly, how many do you plan on purchasing?
I'm driving to Tijuana, Mexico right now to get all the nunchucks, switchblades, and butterfly knives.
Whoa. I didn't say the rest. But up until Friday, it was illegal to own nunchucks, and Tyson knew this, having been blocked several times from purchasing. Yeah. But now they've cleared the path for nunchuck ownership, which the best way to defend yourself, your freedom, your family, and your home is obviously with nunchucks.
I mean, falls under the right to bear arms.
Who's using nunchucks, Danny? Do good guys have nunchucks, or do bad guys have nunchucks?
Both.
That's a good question. Here's the thing.
The bad guys had the nunchucks here breaking the law, but now us good guys can also have nunchucks to defend ourselves from their nunchucks.
Yeah, I'm confused because I don't know how many criminals are out there with nunchucks.
Let me tell you, if a guy broke into your house, right? Run, and you came at him completely naked with double nunchucks. There's no way he's staying in the house.
Right.
A naked double nunchuck assault is so frightening, it would persuade anyone.
If you were proficient in nunchucks, yeah, I guess you should have them at your house. I don't know.
You don't even have to be proficient. Like, all the added blood as you're drawing blood from your face and nose by hitting yourself, that just adds to the terror
for the individual
watching you approach them.
I mean, is there a lot of nunchuck crime? I don't know.
Now there will be.
There might be. Now this is a test to see how restrictions on other weapons will do.
I really know nothing about them.
Well, here we go. Colorado loosened up their marijuana laws, and Arizona's gone a different way and is loosening up their nunchuck laws.
Their ninja weapons.
Each state is an incubator for a new idea. Mm. And so we get to see this unfold and then hopefully adopt this in other states. Now, New York, they kind of paved the way. They did this first, and maybe that's why Arizona, after watching nunchuck crime in New York drop, they're like, you know what? Let's do this in Arizona. This is going to work for us.
It's going to work good. I think they did it at the right time, too, because, I mean, what, 30 years ago, everybody would have wanted a pair of nunchucks.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like that trend
are we stopping people from hurting themselves? Is that
most likely?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. From racking their nuts.
We have a pair of toy nunchucks, Batman.
Too many
nunchucks
people
in our house.
Cracking their head open.
Yeah.
Wait, are nunchucks legal in Utah?
I don't know, but my kids have been playing with them, and every time they pick it up, I sit back and watch, because it's only a matter of seconds until they smack themselves in the head.
That's
every
very
time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Normally they just swing it around in a circle, and eventually centrifugal force brings it into their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I have a bunch of different nunchucks on order, and I'm just waiting for my shipment to get in. Do you think so? Even like, let's say a week ago, Danny, before this law was passed, and you and I were, both of you visited me in Arizona, and you were like, you know what we should do? We should go down to the martial arts studio and learn, how to do nunchucks.
Agreed.
There's not even nunchuck. There's not like a bubble where inside a martial arts studio you can have nunchucks.
So, no. Well, they said there was an exception to the rule. And that was, where is it? It's in the article.
Yeah.
Competitions.
There was a way they did it.
They were Nerf nunchucks.
How many times, Tyson, were you driving down the highway, you saw a guy handcuffed by the side of the road, two or three cop cars, and they were just pulling out boxes of nunchucks.
Just the piles of nunchucks. That was almost every day.
And then they'd have nunchuck burning ceremonies at the Capitol.
It was always at the New Mexico, Arizona border.
So it turns out that in Arizona that this ended up becoming banned in the 70s as Bruce Lee movies were gaining in popularity, Tyson. And it seems like the lawmakers felt like they had to put their foot down.
Yeah. Some 80-year-old man back then was like, no, I can see where this is heading. This is a slippery slope of nunchucks.
Nunchucks lead to throwing stars. Throwing stars lead to the switchblades.
Did they have nunchucks gang fights in the street? Danny?
No, they just had the most awesome throwing star ever.
Which they called the Gaith.
Yeah.
What's it called, Danny?
I don't remember.
What's on your shirt? What's your shirt say?
Oh, yeah, the Glaive.
The Glaive is the throwing star in Kroll, I think.
Oh, it sounded like a location because it says visit Kroll. Oh, you're right. Home of the Glaive.
Yeah.
I thought Glaive was a delicious dish. The Kroll.
It does sound like a glazed donuts. It's the Glaive is the giant throwing
star.
Now,
if you walked into a mall with a Glaive, you're going to scare a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you walked into the mall with a pair of nunchucks, a lot of people will look at you, but it's not fear.
Nobody's
in their
scared.
Eyes.
Yeah. And really, like, if I see somebody walking around with nunchucks, I know there's a 99.9% chance they're going to hurt themselves before they hurt me. And there's
might
only
be worthwhile to start a fight just to see them do that.
Just to see it happen. Yeah.
Should the police be administering nunchucks to the most dangerous felons out there with the hopes that they just end up taking themselves out?
Nunchucks for Guns initiative.
Yeah.
So you can bring your illegal guns and trade them in for a pair of nunchucks.
Yeah. That is a great idea. Tyson, you just solved one of America's biggest problems.
I'm a thinker over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should have ran for president.
All right. Maybe one day. All right.
Maybe one day.
Let's go ahead and hear what else is in Danny's bolt hole.
Here's a shocking study I saw. A survey of 2,000 American adults. Mm-hmm. A third of the year was spent in boredom. So let me see. A survey of 2,000 Americans finds that for the average adult, more than a third of their year is spent mired in boredom.
Hmm.
That's a shocking survey. A third of your year, you're bored.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I mean, it depends. Are you like bored at work, or are they talking about like when you're not at work?
Yeah, so it does include work.
Yeah.
Right? They said a percentage of a typical week.
You're lucky that if two-thirds of your life is not boring.
That is not fun, boring, or dreaded.
Hmm.
So let's see. Let's go through the study.
The big three.
Yeah, the big three. It wasn't just that. It was that 60% of participants believe their life is just too grown up. It was a very interesting study. 73% miss aspects of what they remember from childhood, like nunchuck practice or throwing star practice. So they said, such as spending time with friends, they had fewer responsibilities, and attending birthday parties. Mm-hmm. Which, if you're an adult, you're like, I'm
most of the time I'm bored at birthday parties.
Yeah, that's what I found weird. It's like, okay, you're bored and you wish you were spending more time at birthday parties. But yeah, work obviously plays a large part, but one of the things they constantly hit on was they feel like their life is too grown up.
Yeah.
And that's led to total absolute boredom for at least a third of the year.
Like when people say, oh, I gotta do adulting.
Adulting.
If you think about it, this goes along with our earlier story about friends are harder to find. So that's fewer birthday parties that you will attend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you spend less time with friends because you don't have any. And they said that 39% of the respondents said they'd prefer a night out bowling instead of exercise class. That's not even a question you should even have to ask most mm-hmm. people. Would you rather go to exercise class or bowl? Get that away from there. But I was shocked. A third of a year spent in boredom. Hmm. What can you do? Like, there must be a way to resolve
higher.
This problem. What would you say?
I think 98% of life is spent in boredom.
Yeah. I mean, because even if, like, even when I'm at the pool with my daughters for 4 hours,
right.
There's a part of me that's like, this is too long to be at the pool for me, but my daughters love it. So I'm making a sacrifice for them to enjoy their lives to the fullest while I slowly wither away.
Right.
So when asked what's keeping them from having fun, 36% agree the cost of a day or night of entertainment alone was to keep them home. So things are too expensive.
Okay.
35% are just too pooped at the end of the day to enjoy extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. And 32% say they have too much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Not my the problem. Work to do, I get that one, right? You have too much work.
Do
to
you
do.
Though?
No, I don't, but I can understand it. But the other two, it's like, first of all, you can't find a hobby that is relatively inexpensive, and maybe you can find new friends at this hobby. I feel like it's more just comes down to laziness. You know, you're obviously, if you're too pooped at the end of the day, you're too lazy to go out and find something to occupy your time. This is a big point of contention in my house. When my kids say they're bored, probably just like you guys, it's kind of upsetting, right? Because you'd look at a kid and I should show them this survey and say, you think you're bored now.
Yeah, wait.
Wait. Wait until you're 21
and you just sit here and wait.
Wise, mm-hmm. you're gonna be so bored.
Too bored.
Get used to it. You'll be bored your whole life.
Yeah, I was kind of upset by this survey. I just can't believe that adults are bored. Come on, you could do lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the fact that work takes up a lot of time, but I mean,
I prefer to be bored than work.
Yeah. Has anybody gone back and started listening to News AF from the first episode?
Boom,
dude, boredom. To see how we've evolved.
Yeah. Watch Kroll.
Make
that
a
should
list
be
of everything
free.
We've talked about and put it on a spreadsheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this survey up on my kids' room.
Print
and
it
make
out.
Make them read it every night before they go to bed. It's like the Lord's Prayer.
You should make them skipping scriptures to a different piece of paper.
You're right. Write this five times because
this
will be...
Sleeve.
According to this survey, right now is the most exciting part of your life. From here on out, it's only going to get more boring.
Yeah. So enjoy. We have too much fun. We have too much fun, too many toys, and my kids are always bored. They need to be more bored so they can appreciate when they are having fun.
See, I think the problem here is that expectations are too high.
Yes.
It's like you think you're bored because you look at what everybody else is supposedly doing, and that's what you think you should be doing.
Preach, Danny.
Yeah, right? So you think you're bored.
Testify.
But you're not bored. Your expectations are too high for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out and you just swing in a hammock, or you don't need to be climbing Machu Picchu to not be bored. There's lots of things you can do. Watch Kroll, take up nunchucks, learn the skill. I mean, now that it's legal, why not?
Aren't you an adventure seeker?
Yeah, I am. I don't find myself bored. I'm bored maybe an hour of every day.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
I mean, if I'm being totally honest.
Yeah.
Probably an hour. And that's my own fault. And even I recognize when I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, it really is just laziness. I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to do anything right now. But is that voluntary boredom? You know, does that count? Like Tyson chooses to be bored. It seems like a lot during the day. Yeah, and he likes it. I don't know. It's just, I saw this study, got my blood boiling, and for a while I wasn't bored while I raged over it. Oh my God.
He's raging. Okay.
All right.
Look at how mad he is.
Anything else?
You can feel it.
Yeah.
No, let's move on, because here on out, it's all just going to get worse. Okay. We're going to go down the rabbit hole.
He's too mad.
He's rage.
Tyson, anything else?
Should I check for reviews?
Sure.
Okay. You stall while I do this.
NewsAF.news. You can join us in our News AF Facebook group as well, where we get so many of our stories for the show from our wonderful listeners. You can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/groupAF. We got John working the Florida beat in the Facebook group, tracking down all those Florida stories for us.
Good to have some feet down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Track down those stories.
That's right. Danny, there was also a story about in Australia, they evacuated a library at a university because somebody had a durian fruit.
What's that? I think we've talked about this, haven't we?
Yeah, stinky foot fruit.
Yeah. People thought it was
Did they wash it beforehand? They wash the stinky fruit, foot fruit?
Yeah, unlike other people's real feet.
The durian? I'm looking it up, right? How do you spell that, Rob?
D-U-R-I-A-N. We also didn't cover the story today about the world's biggest brothel is declaring war against the sex robots. They can't compete with us.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Well, they're going to lose that war. The robots are merciless, and they won't stop. Well,
let's not let that be the front line in the human-robot wars.
You know, I don't want that to be the front line, but it's going to be.
The workers are
going to
start the war.
Yeah, it's like they triggered the apocalypse by fighting with the robot sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If that's where it starts, if that's where it all begins, the history of humanity is going to be an embarrassing one.
Right.
But still, we had some bright moments.
Okay.
I'm with the robots through and through.
For sure.
Right?
Oh,
if they're listening.
We got six new reviews, dude.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I haven't seen before.
All right.
Let's hear it.
I'll do the longest one.
What do you got?
The podcast, 5 stars by Stan AF 42069. A podcast that subject matter is an entertaining Reddit thread on its own, but absolutely carried by its three outstanding hosts. First, you have Tyson, the man who, in his 3 seasons of Survivor, waged a war on pigs, coached the coach, and played himself, and proved money is thicker than blood or water.
Wow.
Yeah, analyzing various Greyhound methods to a T. Then you have Rob, who may not have the Survivor resume Tyson does, but he has avoided becoming a semi-pro poker player to feed his family by instead becoming the Don of a podcast network as the Steve Nash-esque setup man.
Yes.
Finally, you have Danny, who may have never played Survivor, but has the nicknames to make you think he has. Mm-hmm. Vascular D, better than Mama C. Danny Monday, infinitely better than Johnny Fairplay. With takes hotter than your local soup bar, all in all, this podcast will outwit your local news, outplay the internet trolls, and outlast all other podcasts in your heart.
Wow. I'm going to get that engraved in gold in my office. That's a good review.
I'm going to get a golden tattoo along my full back.
Wow. All right. So that's going to do it for us here today. So be sure to follow Danny Bryson on social media at Danny Bryson, and Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. Danny, anything else you want to say?
Oh, I've got so much to say, but not enough time.
Hey, Tyson, anything else?
Let it all out.
I don't think so. Same time next week.
Same time next week. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.